Broadcasting from the historic 1047 studios nestled in beautiful downtown Valley City, it's the Toast and Jam Podcast. 30 minutes of local sports, trivia, news, and special guests. Hosted by Tim Oast and Paul McDonald. Sit back, relax, and let the fun begin.
The holiday lights are up. The shopping and baking has begun. Love those Christmas cookies. Toast and Jam is definitely getting into the holiday spirit. We're all merry and bright here. I know who the bright one is because he's the one that really gets the show going. Paul, known as Jam, how you doing?
I'm well. I'm more merry than bright today.
You look pretty merry. You look both merry and bright. Yeah. And I'm Toast. Tim Oast, the toaster. Toast and Jam is broadcasting from the 1047 studios. Back for another weekly show brought to you by the North Dakota Army National Guard and our trivia sponsor, Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang, agent. How was your weekend?
Not bad. We had Parade of Lights on Saturday, and that went well. And the lighting of the Veterans Park went well. No sparks this year. Last year when the mayor threw the switch, there were some sparks that blew.
I think I remember that.
Yeah, but they decided to rig it so it actually came from the city. They gave the city the countdown, and they pushed a button there to light things up.
They got the nod.
They got the nod. So it was a little safer, but a great week, great weekend. And, of course, another, boy, Friday was fun watching the Gophers beat Wisconsin and Vikings winning. And
having quite a year, the Gophers.
Yeah, 7-5. We'll find out, we'll find out next week where they go bowling.
Yeah. It's kind of like Kansas State. Team that I thought was going to be a little more.
Did they finish 7-5?
8-4.
8-4.
8-4, a little more productive in the Big 12.
Yeah.
They had a two-game stretch there that they lost, Houston and Arizona State. But Arizona State is in for the championship against Iowa State.
Okay.
We'll see how that goes.
Iowa State, Arizona State, and the Big 12 championship. Yeah. Well, I can see Iowa State, but Arizona State. Well, and then you've got Oregon in Penn State in the Big 10 championship.
I know. Arizona State was picked last in the coaches' poll at the beginning of the year. You believe that?
Wow.
Yeah. Crazy.
College football.
We will talk about that here in the show. By the way, we were going to have Chris Quilvang on, and family's out of town this week. We'll try to catch up with him another time. We had all kinds of questions for him.
I bet.
I loaded up.
We'll save those questions.
Yeah, no kidding. Let's talk local sports, though. Local sports, where are we at right now with VCSU? Men and women, basketball?
Men and women, they were out in Dickinson at the Dickinson State Thanksgiving Classic this past weekend. They both split. They both were winners against Montana State Northern. And they both lost their game against Rocky Mountain. And Rocky Mountain College, both men and women, were receiving votes in the top 25 poll in the NAIA. The men are 7-4, or 7-3, pardon me. The women are 7-4.
Okay.
Men and women tonight, double dip.
And this is a
the
Tuesday
Lions
now.
Lions from
Tuesday.
Trinity Bible
will
be making the trip from Ellendale. And the women were supposed to play Crown College out of the UMAC tomorrow night. That game has been canceled because of scheduling issues. And so being there was a non-conference game, I think Crown was probably going to start conference play. But anyway, they play doubleheader tonight, 5-7. That's what's going on. And indoor track, they are getting their season started here this weekend with indoor track meet in Bismarck.
Wow. Indoor track.
Yeah.
Seems like we just got done with track. That was cross country.
That was cross country.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Valley City High School wrestling in full
vigor.
Action already.
Full vigor. I think we talked about the girls in the junior varsity and junior high. They were in Lisbon. Well, then on that Tuesday, the day we were chatting, they had their first duel, and the girls winning 36-18 over Devil's Lake. So not only the first conference duel in team history, but the first duel
and they win
36-18. Boys, it's going to be a tough year for the Highlander wrestlers. A lot of young wrestlers. They lost 63-12, I think was the final to Devil's Lake. Colton Grable got off to a great start, winning his first match. Owen Hunt also got a pin. Those were the two victories that the Highlanders got. So they got off to a good start. Now they will be at a tournament this weekend as well. It is, I think I'd say a Friday, Saturday.
Going to be a growing up week, a growing up year.
It is. It's going to be a learning year, a learning curve for a lot. And, you know, excited to see this girls wrestling team, Tim Miller and Dustin Kruger, the coaches. They also have a couple of assistant coaches that are helping them out. But they, it's going to be fun to see how this girls team does. And they, again, mark this down, December 20th, December 21st. That is the holiday tournament, the girls on the 20th, the boys on the 21st. And that's the first time you'll be able to see them in Valley City. Mm. Scheduling this year for both basketball and wrestling, a little off. The boys don't play their first basketball game at home till the 17th of December.
When does it open up, though? Are they on the road?
They'll get, this is the first week of the boys.
Okay.
Good numbers from what I hear. Actually, more than they thought. More than they that signed up for boys basketball turned out to the first day of practice. Okay. So they got 15 kids on the, in the gym, which means they can probably throw together a JV as well. Word still unsure about one player. I'm not going to mention his name because of surgery and stuff, and that because baseball is his sport, and so he's still not 100% if he is going to play basketball. But they will get started. Now the girls next week, mark this down. This is going to be fun. Next week the girls play in the BCT, the Barnes County Tournament. Valley City used to always play in that. You remember that.
Right.
They will be, and now it used to be RJV went. Well, RJV is basically eighth graders and ninth graders, and they would have gone up against Class B varsity teams, and it probably wouldn't have been pretty.
Right.
So our varsity is going. And us and Northern Cass are the only two Class A varsities that will be there. The rest of the teams are going to be Class B. But if Valley City wins their first game, they play South Border. That's Ashley Wishick. They beat South Border. And Maple River win their first game. Maple River and Valley City will play in the semifinals on Thursday the 12th at 6 o'clock at the Bubble. And that would be a fun one to watch.
One of those dandy games.
That will be. That's dandy on paper. But that will be coming up next Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at the Bubble for the BCT. That's the first game for the Highliner girls.
Okay.
They were at rugby last week, scrimmaged, Grafton rugby, and another team, which escapes me right now. 1-2 out of the three. Of course, it's scrimmage. Usually, if it's like a jamboree, you only play half. But they look pretty good from what I hear. So we'll see.
By the way, this is an AOR edition of the Toast and Jam Show. Because when Paul and Toast get together and Jam and Toast get together, whatever comes up, we talk about. And AOR stands for All Over the Road.
We are all over the road.
So we're gonna jump around here.
So it's like my driving.
How is that new vehicle, by the way?
Oh, I love it.
Oh, yeah.
The heater needs worked on because this car came from the state of Washington. I don't think it's been in below zero temperatures.
You got heated seats?
Heated seats.
Oh, my gosh. You moved way up.
Oh, yeah.
It even has a rear view mirror.
I got rid of the horse and buggy and got myself a car.
Oh, how is that rear view mirror? I can see what's coming.
Hey, or what I just passed. Oh, I think that was a policeman.
Oh, now you'll see the blinking lights.
Yep.
No. Oh, goodness.
Oh, they're festive, red and blue.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, the big news story, I guess, in the sport of in the sports world of North Dakota, Bubba Schwager, no longer head coach for UND football. The question is, now what?
Mm-hmm.
The timing maybe not so good on this? With signing day, with the portal opening.
Right. Trey Feeney's on his way out. He's hit the portal, the quarterback, the backup quarterback.
I thought he did that before.
Well, it's official now.
Was he on the team?
He was on the team, but now he's officially hit the portal.
He never played.
Not a down. That's why he's hitting the portal.
I don't get that.
Yeah.
There had to be something there between the coaches. And Feeney's not that bad of a quarterback.
No, left-hander from my alma mater, Morehead High.
Comes from good blood.
Very good.
Yeah.
Dad Kevin. Yep.
Yeah. NDSU quarterback, by the way.
Maybe that's why they didn't play him. His dad played at NDSU.
I don't know. But anyway, they have an interim coach right now, the offensive coordinator.
It's going to kind of run the show until they get somebody in. But they're going to have to do it quickly.
Yeah. And I would imagine, I mean, there got to be coaches lined up. I would think.
Yeah. Why would you not want to come in? It's a good situation. It's one of the best, if not the best, conference in the country for FCS.
A great step up for somebody.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or a lateral move, even.
That they can use for something down the road.
Yeah. I don't even know who would be available in North Dakota.
I don't know.
Or, you know, you look at some of these teams in the Missouri Valley, assistant coaches. We need a defensive-minded coach,
right.
I think. We struggle in the defensive end.
Yeah.
And I was listening to somebody say, you know, UND put so much into the NDSU game. I think they wore themselves out for the rest of the year.
That was their Super Bowl, if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just another game.
Yeah.
You're in the Missouri Valley, and they all know how to play football.
Yeah.
And they found that out toward the end of the year. But every year, the last 2 years, after the NDSU game, they just took a dive.
5-7 was their record?
5-7.
Mm-hmm. They wouldn't even be bowl eligible.
No. Another coach I wonder about, too, is Mr. Barry in the hockey department. I don't know. This hockey team just isn't the same.
Did they split with Bemidji State or lose and tie?
They lost and they tied.
Yeah. They tied on Saturday.
Yeah. They're 17th ranked right now. That doesn't sit well with UND hockey
fans. With the fans, no. No.
We'll see how that goes. Minnesota Vikings, though. How about this Viking team? I thought they were done on Sunday. I'm going, I gave up on them. I really did.
Oh, I never give up.
I did.
Yeah, I never give up. No, even
they look
down
terrible.
13.
Figure it out, guys. Yeah.
You can't play like that against really good teams. The Philadelphias, the Detroits. Even the Green Bay's.
Well, they're going to score touchdowns instead of field goals.
Yeah, they're going to take care of you.
They're going to be up 21-0
right
before you blink.
Yeah.
But any offensive coordinator would know, shorten the game up a little bit. We didn't have time to pass long, and we kept doing it.
Well, Aaron Jones has got to get over the yips, too, because a couple of fumbles.
He's got to get that out of his head.
He's got to get that. I was glad to see him get that touchdown, and I have a feeling that was, we got to get him in the end zone. We got to give him something good to positive.
Well, we got to get him in the game.
Yeah, we got to get him in there, and he did well, got that touchdown, so that at least they got a little something. But, you know, you talk about the long pass. I understand the philosophy of a lot of these coaches, and they think, okay, it's 3rd and 2. Well, we'll go on 4th down, so let's take a shot deep. It's like, just get the first down, move the sticks, and then play on.
Blast one on the first down. Blast one out.
But they've got this mentality. Let's see if we can break one. See if we can get, you know, get a home run we get a pass interference or something on it.
It's a 4th down game now.
Yeah.
Detroit's going on 4th downs all the time, and now everybody's going, oh, we can do that.
Yeah.
No, you can't. No, there's some good defenses out there.
Yeah.
Well, the Packers and Detroit this Thursday night.
And they say that this is probably the best division in the NFL right now. I mean, the Bears bring it down a little bit at 4-8.
But now they're still
looking for a coach.
Hey, but they're still scary.
They are. Caleb Williams is going to figure it out eventually, and they're going to have a good quarterback. Swift is a decent running back.
He is. I'd take him.
Yeah. They will figure it out eventually, especially if they get a coach in there, like a Kevin O'Donnell type guy that works with quarterbacks, works with young quarterbacks. That's why Daniel Jones coming to the Giants is going to really help his career.
Did that surprise you?
It did. Well, it didn't surprise me he got let go.
I mean,
he's
on a big contract.
Yeah.
But the Vikings don't have that contract.
No. Giants are paying it.
Yeah.
We'll take him.
Yeah, we'll take him for the year anyway.
Right.
Then we'll see what happens. We'll see what shakes loose.
Let's see if J.J. McCarthy, how he comes back from that knee injury.
And Darnold, will he be around? Who knows? He's
a one-year
contract, right?
Yeah, it's a one-year deal, and he's going to be, if he has the year, if he continues to have the year he's having, and we have a deep run in the playoffs, he is going to really.
His value went up.
Big time.
And it's already gone up.
It's already gone up.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's talk North Dakota Army National Guard. We're going to have Madison in here one of these weeks.
Yeah, right? Well, we chatted this morning.
Okay.
And she said, I'm booked hour by hour for the next 2 weeks.
That's a good thing, though.
It is. For them, it is. You know, it's holiday season, and a lot of juniors, a lot of seniors are kind of making that decision. You know, graduation is in 5 months.
This is the time.
We got to figure things out. Mm-hmm. But she did tell me this morning, let's go the 17th. So we're looking at December 17th, okay. Have Madison Schlager, specialist, first class. She's a recruiter at the National Guard here in Valley City. And if you are a junior or a senior or a parent of one and they don't know what you're going to do after high school, don't stay with mom and dad. They're going to kick you to the curb. As soon as you're 18, get out of the house.
Yeah, you're on your own.
You're on your own, Skippy. So why not go to the Army National Guard? You can be an enlisted soldier. You could be a commissioned officer. You want to specialize in a career field and have a high school diploma, GED, or plan to get one? There's your enlisted soldier. As far as a commissioned officer, you want to plan and lead a mission and then have a college diploma as well?
They'll find your strengths, you know, I mean,
yeah.
What you can do.
Yeah.
They'll put you in there.
They will have that conversation with you. And that's what I want to get Madison here and get her recruiting technique. But it's just more, they want to know who you are.
She's going to have to recruit us.
Exactly.
Yeah, we'll have her recruit us.
Convince me.
Yes.
Convince me to be in the Army National Guard. I'm an 18-year-old.
Now she's not going to show up for the show.
Yeah. neither one of us have been 18 in years.
No, we're older than average students.
Yes. What do they call it? Yeah, above average student. Older than average. You're non-traditional student. That's what we are. You're non-traditional student.
A long time ago.
Exactly. But again, to combine that federal state tuition assistance program, you get 100% of your tuition taken care of if you go to a North Dakota state-supported school. Give them a call, 1-800-GO-GUARD or 701-253-1030. That's ndarmyguard.com. And again, you can stop over and talk with Madison over at the Armory here in Valley City, right on Woodisha Road.
Okay, we have a lot of Bison fans out there.
We do?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, I suppose they don't have a job, so they're listening to us. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm kidding.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
Okay. Anyway, I've got a joke for you.
Oh boy!
Yeah. So the father drops off the kid at school. What does he say?
The father
says what to his kid when he drops him off at school?
Have a good day.
Bye, son.
Oh boy, that is a dad joke I've ever heard it.
Oh, I stole it too. That's a stolen joke. Yeah,
I'm sure it is. Yes. It's not a Toast original.
I was on the road this morning, and I heard it, and I'm going, hey, that's pretty good.
I got to pass that one along. Oh, man.
Bye, son. Oh, man. I thought it was pretty bad. Almost put me in the ditch.
I bet it did.
We're talking FCS playoffs, and the Bison, South Dakota State, and South Dakota all get into action second round. Do you see anything that's going to be tough for any one of these teams?
No.
There were a couple of upsets in the first round. Number 9, Richmond, lost to Lehigh.
And they're 24, roughly.
I didn't have them down.
Well, they're not seeded, so, okay. But it would have been 9 versus 24.
And the other one was number 16, New Hampshire, lost to UT Martin.
University of Tennessee Martin.
41-10.
Deep. Boy, they didn't just lose. They got taken up by the woodshed.
They did. Wow. And this UT Martin is going to take on Montana State.
Okay.
And they're number one seed.
And they're number one.
So Montana, number 14 Montana at number 3 South Dakota State.
Rabbits. Yeah. No, the Rabbits got that one.
In the snow, in the cold. It's supposed to be nice, though, this weekend.
Well, Montana gets snow, too. But
yeah. They don't get the cold all the time.
No.
Let's see. Number 15, Abilene Christian. Number 2, North Dakota State. That's at the Dome.
Mm-hmm.
Over at halftime?
I would say, yeah, at least middle third quarter.
Yeah. And the other one is Tarleton State. Have no idea where that's at.
Tarleton?
Tarleton State against USD, University of South Dakota. Tarleton was number 13 seed.
I think that's in the Carolinas or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, you never know about these teams. You don't hear much about them during the year.
No, unless you follow FCS religiously.
Which we don't.
No.
The Bison.
Yeah.
South Dakota State, USD.
Yeah.
Maybe the Montana schools.
Maybe the Montana
schools. And UND.
Yeah.
Don't forget UND. And we've got the FBS playoffs. That's getting interesting.
That's going to be very interesting.
You know, this is they should have done this years ago. And now they can expand it, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'd like to see them expand it to 24,
right,
like the FCS.
Well, it was funny because when they put it up on the screen, I was watching games over the weekend, and they put it up, the four conference champions. I'm thinking, four? There's four of them because you got the Big Ten, you have the ACC, mm-hmm, the SEC, and the Big West.
That's Big 12.
And the Big 12. So there's your five conference winners.
Yeah.
The Big West, that's UNLV and Boise State.
Mm-hmm. They really had Boise State up there. I mean, you got to look at strength of schedule, too. Yeah, they win a lot of games, but who right. the heck are they playing?
And they've got the Heisman candidate who is about 300 and some odd yards away from breaking Barry Sanders' NCAA record.
Well, I'm still going to go with Hunter. At Colorado.
Oh, Colorado. Yeah,
guy, I mean, playing both ways.
Two-way player, yeah.
He could go defense or offense.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go
He's a lot like his coach.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And I think he even did his coach's touchdown dance here on Saturday after he scored a touchdown. I think he kind of did the same thing that Mr. Sanders used to do.
So I'm going to back up FCS. So who you see in the championship?
That's a tough question.
And that's going to be played Monday, January 6th.
Yeah. Still bothers me.
Yeah, on a Monday. That's going to be tough for Bison fans. Kind of got to make it a longer weekend.
Yeah. So, now you're talking FCS, the Bison one?
The Bison one, yes, FCS.
I would see it's NDSU and SDSU.
Are they lined up?
I think, yeah.
They're lined the Bison up to,
They're in the same.
Or are they in the same bracket?
No, they are not. They are opposite because the Bison are number four seed.
Mm-hmm.
Or number two seed,
number
SDSU,
two.
Is three.
And then USD is four.
It's four.
USD and NDSU be lined up?
They could, but I think it's still going to be South Dakota State.
Yeah. Okay. SDSU, NDSU again?
That's what I'm thinking.
Back to that?
Yeah.
None of the Montana States, or who was the other one last year? Montana State?
Montana State.
And who else? It wasn't?
Well, South Dakota State was in the championship because they're the defending champs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking something else. FBS playoffs. So who you think?
Who's FBS?
Who's the best team out there right now?
Boy, these teams, this is another one you could just throw it up in the air. But Oregon right now looks real good. Now they'll go up against the Penn State, different style of football.
Alabama's a changed team. They're better.
They're on the outside looking in.
Who would have thought Notre Dame would win 10 straight games after that loss?
Right.
To
Northern Illinois.
Wow.
And they've won 10 in a row. Boy, I can see Oregon being that championship.
Yeah. Georgia, maybe?
And Georgia's, they're in the top, because they're in the top 12.
Ohio State even going to get in it?
They may.
Okay.
Just, that ended in what they do with the flag and the stuff going on in the field.
That was crazy.
And the Big Ten handed out some fines.
They did, yeah.
They handed out some fines.
Healthy fines.
They weren't kidding around.
$40,000 for each team?
For each school.
Yeah.
Yep.
Ouch.
Yeah.
That hurts the pocketbook.
Now, is Ryan Day going to be around, the head coach of Ohio State? He's 1-4
against Michigan.
1-5 against Michigan. Maybe 1-4 now. 1-4 against Michigan. And that, it's like...
Well, it's like NDSU and UND.
Exactly.
You got to win those games.
That's the game you want to win.
Yeah.
And he's not winning that game. And now they're not even in the, in the Big Ten championship.
Yeah.
Another dark horse team.
Oregon, though, is going to be tough, I think. Indiana, you think?
They're one of those teams that, no one expects us to be here.
That's it.
We might beat them one or two.
Like the Vikings in the NFL. Quiet 10-1.
Quiet 10-1.
Nobody talks about the Vikings.
No.
It's always Green Bay and Detroit.
Right.
They just keep skipping over the number two team there.
It's probably because they're winning ugly.
Doesn't matter. It's a W.
Tell people.
Well, they know how to play the close games.
That's right.
And they didn't get blown out by Detroit. They should have won that game.
31-29?
Yeah. They should have won that game. They had chances to win
that
game.
They did have chances.
So we'll see what happens. Green Bay, I'm going to predict they lose.
To Detroit on Thursday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to lose. They're going to drop two games behind the Vikings, three behind the Lions.
As long as
the
Vikings beat Atlanta.
Right.
And Kirk Cousins.
They're, that That's going to be an interesting homecoming.
Yeah. And I wonder what kind of – and he didn't want to leave Minnesota. He was basically told, there's the door.
Well, all he had to do is lower the price tag.
Yeah, that was his biggest thing. He was asking a little too much.
And that's always
so
the
what
the
kind
agent,
of a
the agents
reception
get.
Does he get? Oh, that's the agents.
The
absolutely.
Agents get in the way all the time.
They get in the way.
Yeah. That means I get an extra.
That's what I told my agent, too. You're just getting in the way.
Stay out
I'll
of this.
Do it myself.
Okay. Today in sports.
Ooh.
This is interesting. 1956. Basketball icon Wilt the Stilt Chamberlain makes his much-anticipated varsity debut, varsity high school basketball, scores 52 and grabs 31 rebounds, breaking both all-time Kansas records in an 87-69 win.
This was high school.
High school, 52 points, 31 rebounds in his debut.
Why has this kid been on the JV? On the JV?
Why has he been on the JV forever? On this day, 1961, George Blanda, Houston Oilers, kicks a 55-yard field goal. Pretty unheard of back in that day.
For a straight-on kicker?
Straight-on kicker with the old steel toe.
Yeah.
Square toe,
square
I should
toe.
Say. Yeah. Well, it's probably steel, too. I don't know. 1988, the 54th Heisman Trophy Award goes to... 1988, this will give it away, Oklahoma State.
Well, Barry Sanders.
Yeah, Barry Sanders.
We just talked about him, yeah.
Barry Sanders, 1988 Heisman winner.
Okay.
Sports birthdays today. Here's a good one. 1901, this name I had never heard of. I don't think too many people have, except if you live in the city.
Right.
1901, Glenn Hartranft, American athlete, discus world record, Olympic silver shot put, 1924, born in Aberdeen, South Dakota.
Okay.
So a lot of people around Aberdeen would probably know
probably
this guy.
Know him.
He passed away in 1970, but was a record holder.
Okay.
World record holder. Bobby Allison, American auto racer, has a birthday today. And on this day, 1965, Katarina Witt was born.
Yeah.
German figure skater.
Yeah.
Born in Stocken, Germany. There you have it, birthdays.
Birthdays.
Trivia. Remember the trivia question from last week?
Matter of fact, I have it right here.
Yeah, you do. Was it a tricky question? Yeah, it was.
It was. Which official functions as the backup timekeeper? Now, this was NFL.
This
was in the NFL. Of course, your choices are the head linesman, the line judge, the umpire, or the field judge.
And this one was for Yanni, if he's listening today.
And I was going to text him and ask him if he knew, but he probably would have been, because he would have forgotten the question, wouldn't have looked it up. So I would have, but I forgot to do that.
Okay. So which one is it?
It's the line judge.
The line judge.
The line
he
judge.
Has to take over the timing. He does anyway.
He does anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he has the watch or the stopwatch or whatever.
Yep.
Is that what they use, a stopwatch?
Stopwatch.
Got it. Okay.
Or so a stopwatch on their wrist.
Trivia sponsored by Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang agent. And we do have a really interesting, we talk Gophers, Minnesota Gopher football.
Yeah.
I've got a trivia question for you.
Okay.
You being from the state of Minnesota.
Right.
We'll see how good you are.
So I'll see if I know it.
Okay.
Well, speaking of Mr. Quilvang, again, if you want to have all your eggs in one basket, especially those eggs need to be insured, go with a company that you can trust, like Nodak Insurance Company. The more you insure with Nodak Insurance, the more you save, protect your home, vehicle, business, everything you care about. Just give Chris a call, the agent with answers, at 845-2912. That's 845-2912.
The Minnesota Gophers, the Golden Gophers, Minnesota Golden Gophers played their first game on September 29th, 1882. Long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Final score of the game was 4-0. They had some weird scoring back in the day.
Yeah.
It was a longer field, too, back in the day.
Okay.
It was 110. They shortened it. Yeah.
Okay.
So... the golfers coming out on the winning end. Got some coffee stuck in there. Who did they play? Who did they play? Was it St. Cloud State? University of Wisconsin? Hamline University? Or the University of Iowa? Who did they play?
I think I got an idea.
Gophers came out winning the on the winning end, 4-0.
4-0.
Did they play St. Cloud State, University of Wisconsin, Hamline University, or University of Iowa?
And this was football, not hockey.
Football.
Yeah.
Football, football, football. By the way, this other team won the second game. They played this team twice.
Which they did back in those days.
Yeah, and this team won the second game on October 7th by a score of 2-0.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Maybe that was a field. I don't think they had field goals back then.
No.
That is our
they
trivia.
They did. They drop kick it.
Yeah, well, think about that. Trivia brought to you by Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang, agent, and we hope to have him in here on the show.
Hopefully, yeah.
Sometime. Anything else? Any words of wisdom out there?
Oh, not for me.
Not for you?
New polls are out for basketball. The boys will come out today. The girls came out here last week. And wait, let's see now. Double check. No, make that. They came out Monday. Boys will be next week.
Okay.
Highlander girls receiving votes. South Prairie Max, the number one. Devils like two.
They played each other in the championship last year.
They played each other in championship. Thompson, who beat the Highlanders in the third place game, they're three. And
so we should have been four, right?
That's what I put us at three.
Okay.
But they are number seven receiving votes. And, of course, as I said, the BCT coming up here next week, so we'll just see how good they're going to be. And they play, the South Porter first game.
BCT, how many years? How many years now?
There was a little bit of a lull, but it's in the 70s.
Okay.
That it's been going on. It's like 75, 76 around in there, but they did take a couple years off.
One of the longer played
county
tournaments.
Yep.
And it's changed over the years.
It's changed a lot because a lot of these teams now are all consolidated, so there's not that many teams in the area.
Exactly. Words of wisdom.
Oh, here it comes.
Here it comes. Look out. Four words, easy. Hard work beats talent every time. Hard work beats talent.
Well, that was five words. You said every time.
Well,
I added that one. Okay, all right.
It's only four. Four words of wisdom. Hard work beats talent.
I agree.
Period.
I agree.
You agree on that?
Yeah.
Okay. You have your lights up yet?
No, tree's half up.
Tree is half up?
Yeah, the top half.
How do you keep that from falling?
That's all the people outside need to see is the top half.
And he's the bright part of this Marion Bright. Oh, my goodness. Too much turkey, right?
Way too much.
Yeah, no
way
kidding.
Too much.
Okay, well, that's Toast and Jam for this week. I was going to say, want to thank our guests. We didn't have anybody. We had Marion Bright.
We forgot to say, you'll say it now.
Yeah, I did forget
okay.
one.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Toast and Jam, sponsored by the North Dakota Army National Guard. Our trivia sponsor is Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang, agent. Thank you, thank you, thank you to our executive producer. We're on our knees as we say this. Eric Kringley, we appreciate what you
we're
do.
We're not worthy.
Yeah, we're not worthy
we're
at
not
all.
We're not
worthy. No, none at all. And I already
close.
Got your closing thoughts. Do you have any others? Started your Christmas shopping?
I did.
No.
Yep, I got that lump of coal that's going to one of my brothers.
There we go. Oh, and hey, we want to wish Joni all the best.
Yeah.
Joni Martin at the hospital. She's undergoing some rehab, I hope.
Yeah, let's hope it's bouncing back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She'll be dancing soon. I know she will. It's the holidays.
It's the holidays.
That's when she was dancing.
It is.
Doing her crazy stuff. But, Joni, get well soon, okay? From the 1047 Studios, Toast and Jam saying bye-bye and happy holidays.